Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Fuck you.
I know I'm not a 10, and I most definitely don't look above a 4 right now. I get it.
You didn't say that again.
I totally get it. I need help. Because my Hinge algorithm is broken. Like, really badly broken. It is real, real bad.
You are so in denial. Okay. You need therapy.
No, it's not. You just have to accept the fact that you're on that level. Like, you said you're not a 10. No, you're far, far, far below a 10. So if you're getting matched with 4s and 3s and 5s, hey, that's your level. Deal with it. Just stay single. Look, just please stay single. Get a hobby, anything. Learn how to fly a plane. Learn how to drive a speedboat. You know, learn how to knit, anything. Just stay off dating apps. We don't want you. You look older. You look like you're in your 40s. If you couldn't figure it out by now, God didn't mean for you to have a relationship. It's that simple. And it looks like your hand is on somebody's belly, like a pregnant woman's belly. Am I missing something?
And I am, like, deleting...
Please.
Almost all of the men.
I thought you were going to say you're deleting the app.
I'm not that picky. And again, I know that I'm not a 10. But I need to be attracted to them.
And it's funny. The reason it's so funny is because when they're on top, they don't care about you at all.
You have been around plenty of men since you were 14 years old, or plenty of guys. If nothing worked out by the time you're wrinkled up, look, forget about it. Forget about it. You have met and had sex with guys you were attracted to, but none of them kept you. So what does that tell you? You don't deserve an attractive man. Attractive men aren't into you. What don't you get?
Listen to me.
I'm not going to listen to you.
You're in denial.
I'm not in denial.
Yes, you are.
I'm not in denial.
Yes, you are. And you can't even accept it.
You get your feelings hurt by somebody you love. Think a minute before you cry and moan about your own feelings.
You're a late night pump and dump at best, with the lights off. And the reason why I don't feel sorry for you, because you're very shallow. And you're coming on the internet showing how shallow you are. So also, you're stupid. And you have no self-awareness with those stupid Jeffrey Dahmer glasses on.
Here are some of the red flags in my long-distance relationship that I just choose to ignore. My boyfriend lives 3,000 miles away, and he has a girl best friend where he lives. They're pretty close, and they go out to dinner together once a week. And when we first started dating, I had a problem with it, and I told him I was concerned about it. But he explained to me that they've been friends way longer than we've been dating, and I didn't want to end their friendship.
Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Another red flag that I ignore is that my boyfriend has to have all my passwords to all of my social media.
Do you realize how supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Stupid you look?
You stupid or dumb. You stupid or dumb. You stupid or...
Okay, can we guess what this dude looks like? Let's break this down. It looks like she's in California. This woman is fairly attractive, but in Cali, that means nothing. Because beautiful women are walking around everywhere. So she's just a 7 in Cali. In Ohio, she's a 10.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No,
think about how many messages she has in the inbox. Think about how many men would pop their mama in the leg for a chance to date her. So having all those opportunities all around her, and she chose to be in a relationship with a man who is 3,000 miles away. Not only that, he has a girl best friend that he go on dates with. Not only that, he's controlling and have to have all her passwords. See, when a man is tall and attractive enough, they'll do anything, bruh. Anything. So if a chick taking too long to text you back, she ain't feeling you and just block her.
They are who we thought they were.
You either one of them dudes to her or you're not. And if you're not that dude to her, it's really not worth it. Especially since she's a depreciating liability. When you look at the grand scheme of things, it's just not worth the effort.
That's how you talk?
This woman is ruined. And she can't be any older than 25. But I always say, if a woman isn't wiped up by 23, she's probably gonna be ruined. Because see, if this was a guy who had a relationship with a woman who was 3,000 miles away and she had a boy best friend and she had to get all his passwords, everybody would call him a pathetic loser. So let's keep the same energy for cute little blondes.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
Hey folks, We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
One time I got logged out of my Instagram, so I had to change my password, and he blocked me on everything because he didn't know my password anymore. But he unblocked me once he understood the situation. I am not allowed to have any guy friends. We've had a few fights over me talking to guys in public, but we worked them out, and I'm not allowed to snap any guys. He doesn't snap any girls either.
I mean, there's a really good chance this isn't even true. These women just make up lies to get views on TikTok. So I don't know. You guys can let me know below if you think this is even true. But I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if it is true. These dingbats will do anything for Chad and Tyrone. Anything.
Me, with the exception of his girl best friend. They are number one best friends on Snapchat, but I'm his number two. Since they've been friends for longer than we've been dating, I understand why they're number one best friends, but he doesn't snap any girls other than her.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers.
No, because nobody talks about the alone time you have when you're single. Everybody talks about going on walks and working on yourself, going to the gym, journaling, therapy, whatever. Nobody ever said arts and crafts. I just cut up 200 pictures for it is a therapy craft.
What kind of shit is that?
What the hell are you talking about?
Here's the thing, man. It's so easy for women to not end up losers. And that's why, to me, a female loser is worse than a male loser. You know, that short, nerdy guy who, you know, nobody likes, nobody wants to hang around. He didn't really do anything. He never really stood a chance. He had to go out of his way and go above and beyond and accomplish great things to become a somebody. All a woman has to do to not be a loser is just pick a decent dude, smile, and be nice to people. And they can't even get that right.
That's a damn shame.
But like I always say, never feel sorry for these women who are like lonely and, oh, my life is so pathetic. I gotta do arts and crafts. She has an inbox full, but she thinks she's too good for them. She's still waiting on that guy from, you know, 6 weeks ago to call her back that don't give a damn about her. But you know one thing that these loser women won't do in their free time usually? Give to charity or do something that's going to help other people.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
Something I've recently come to terms with, and this has taken me a long time to fully admit this to myself, and I don't know why I feel bad about this. I just, like, can't lie to myself anymore. But I want a provider man.
You managed to pull off what was the most likely outcome.
And I feel like I'm going to get hate, maybe some slack, probably from non-provider men, to be honest. But I have just realized, like, reflecting on past relationships, I have mostly dated men who are not super well off financially. Like, that's just the fact of the matter.
Every halfway decent looking woman feels entitled to a rich man. You know what I mean? They want a provider male because women don't really want to do anything. They want to sit there and look pretty. That's really what women want to do. They don't even want to be housewives. They don't want to put in that work. They're just like, well, I'm pretty, so give me money. I deserve a rich man's money because I'm pretty.
You stuck up precious little bitch. Let me tell you something.
Oh boy, here we go.
Or really, I deserve a rich man's money because I'm not ugly and I'm not obese. I don't even really got to be pretty. I just want rich man's money because I'm skinny and I have a vajayjay.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
But here's the thing. By that logic, when you get old and ugly, he should drop you like a hot potato. And keep a rotation of pretty girls to sit there on the couch and look pretty.
That's a great idea.
Matter, like, generally I have been, like, the breadwinner in relationships. But I don't know. I think I've attracted a specific type of person in my past because a huge part of my identity is the fact that I'm an independent woman and I take care of myself and I don't need a man, because I don't.
You cannot enjoy being single unless your best friend is single. Let's talk about it. I'm convinced. I am fully convinced that you cannot enjoy singlehood unless your best friend is single.
All right, now you hypnotized with hatred.
It's always a jealousy thing.
It's jealousy.
What? Jealous?
Right, and that's exactly why you sabotage your best friend's relationships. and you're going to do everything in your power to make sure she stays single because you're fucked up and you know you're going to stay single. They're horrible people, man. They're horrible people. But this also goes to the idea that I always say, nobody really wants to see you do better than them. Not even your family and friends. A lot of times, not even your mother and father. You know, people may love you. You may have some people in your life that love you, and they want you to do good, as long as it's not too much better than them. Never forget that.
Because if your best friend is in a relationship, that means that she's going to her boyfriend for everything before you. So even though she's the first person you share good news with or ask for advice, you are not her go-to anymore. And that includes hanging out during the week. He's always going to come first for a date night. And yes, I sound bitter because I am. You can't tell me that being single is fun if you don't have single friends.
Just want to watch the world burn.
We don't like you. You're a bad person with an ugly heart, and we don't give a flying fuck what you think.
In short, your world is under his.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flag.